website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to have you jump on board as we face the issues. It's always our joy to have you join in the dialogue and the discussion on the issue of the day. We'll be talking about today child sacrifice in America. Child sacrifice in America. You would have never thought just a few years back that this would be the case in the United States of America. It is where our children in the womb are being offered as a sacrifice. In fact, in Jeremiah chapter 32 and verse 35, it talks about causing their sons and their daughters to pass through the fire unto Molech, which I commanded them not, neither came into my mind, etc., etc. Ladies and gentlemen, when you study the Old Testament, when you study the Word of God, studying the Scripture, you find that at one point in time, there was the mindset that you need to appease the gods, the false god Molech in particular. And a parent would literally sacrifice their child on the altar of sacrifice for Molech, the false god, to appease the gods, if you will, in the mind of the individual that was pleasing God. But ladies and gentlemen, it is not. And what we're finding today, we have the lowest level of morals and ethics and values that I've seen in my lifetime. I'm still less than 100. But it is a greater declension in America today than I've seen. Morals and ethics and values, human life values, are at the lowest level, I believe, in the history of America. And we're watching it decline rapidly. So what we're going to do today, we're going to talk about several issues that we see moral, ethical decline. We're going to wrap up with the major child killing, child sacrifice, murder by way of abortion that's taking place in America and about to be increased dramatically in the state of Florida. Most are not aware of a constitutional amendment that's on the fast track to be on the 2024 ballot for the state of Florida. We're going to talk about that. We'll talk about what that amendment does and what we need to do as Christians, conservatives, as citizens to prevent it from going on the ballot. Prevent it, if it's on the ballot, prevent it from being passed. Let me just do a little parenthetical footnote. I'm against, 100% against, amending our Florida Constitution. It's been amended 127, 128 times in the past 25, 26, 27 years. Our U.S. Constitution in 200 plus years has been amended 27 times. When we have groups, powerful groups that want to circumvent the laws of the state of Florida, powerful groups that want to circumvent the legislative process, powerful groups that want to pass things and have things done to legalize them in Florida, that they know cannot be done through the legislative process, they usually will try to do it or will accomplish doing it by having an amendment to the Constitution. And these amendments to the Constitution, ladies and gentlemen, I believe need to stop. I believe it's time we stop meddling with our Constitution. And if there's something that we need to won't pass, get it through the legislative process. If it can't pass muster in the legislative process, then we ought not to do it. It's destroying the nation. It's destroying state after state after state. It's destroying Florida. We already have now pot shops on every street corner, simply because in 2016, November 2016, citizens of the state of Florida voted for medical marijuana, and the pot shops and the vape shops on every street corner are now thriving, but they know that the medical marijuana was simply the, how would you say, getting the nose of the camel into the tent to be able to have the future of legalized recreational marijuana, which also will be on the ballot November 2024. So, ladies and gentlemen, we need to be aware. We need to have a heads up. We need to get active. We need to be involved if we're going to deliver our nation and our state from the wilds of the woke culture that's wanting to murder the child in the womb. So, ladies and gentlemen, we talk about the issues each and every day. Let me remind you that we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It is the Bible, the truth book. John 8:31 and 32, Jesus speaking to his disciples, he said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." And further in John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made about the word of God. The scripture says, "Thy word is truth." And ladies and gentlemen, it's truth of the word of God that endures forever, according to Psalms 117 and verse 2. We need to stand on truth. It was the secularist George Orwell that made the statement, and I'll read this statement. "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And we see that to be factually true today. We find when we talk about morals and ethics and values, and we stand for truth based on the authority of Scripture, there will be those that will yell and scream with the hair on fire that there's something wrong, that we're just narrow-minded, that we're just closed-minded. But it's because we have a society today where there's been the open-mindedness to embrace whatever the world says is okay, regardless of what the Word of God says. We need to take a stand on the truth book, the Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you that it was the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus, that said, "Faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death." And I believe, ladies and gentlemen, it's time that we as conservatives, we as Christians, we as, how would you say, patriots, if I dare use the term, patriots, Christians, conservatives, it's time that we stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen. I get a little weary with seeing the loose likes, lost liberals, the socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist Democratic Party, seeming to be the only ones that's got people willing to embrace it enough, brave enough to stand, even if they're standing for a lie. I think it's time Christians need to come out of the closet, come out from under the bed, be heard, be seen, speak up, stand up, and not be bashful or silent for standing on the issues. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff can answer your questions about the professional, as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a benchmark, an identifier. There's a 165-foot flagpole. Top of that flagpole is a flag, the Old Glory, U.S. flag flowing 24/7. Base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, 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 there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly oriented environment that you're working in. They're closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's word ordained to be so. Drop by Tools for Time. Make an application for employment. Wait for an interview. See what God does, placing in the family of Tools for Time. Toolsfortime.com. www.thebusinessmentor.com. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. We'll be talking about today child sacrifice, murder of the baby in the womb. Murder of the baby in the womb. Since Roe versus Wade, about 75 million in America have been murdered. And we all thought, I will include me, we all thought that after Roe versus Wade was overturned by the Supreme Court just about a year ago, that somehow, some way, that we'd be free of the murder mills and the Planned Parenthood abortuaries that's murdering so many babies. But ladies and gentlemen, they've cranked up steam. They're using our tax money by the hundreds of millions to pass amendments in state after state after state to allow open season of murder of the baby in the womb. I believe Alan is on the line. Alan, go with the question or comment, please.
Hey, brother. How are you doing today?
Doing great. I pray that you are.
I am, sir. Listen, I'm sitting here looking at a mandate. It's called the Mandate for the Conservative Mandate for Leadership, the Conservative Promise, Project 2025. Are you familiar with this?
Yes.
Okay. What is it? There's so much confusion with this. Some of my friends and stuff like that, they were saying that, and within this mandate, there maybe you could give some clarity that they were going to try to say that if you had past drug addictions or whatever, that you are not able to get a job, and that if you're not a Christian, you can't have a job or you can't have a house or anything like that. Is that any kind of truth in that, or is that just
no truth at all?
All of that.
All of that is a fanciful, glorified agenda that is not going to be implemented, that is not done. It's designed to make the conservative, make the Christian look like idiots, to make us look like somehow, some way, we're barbaric people, and we're going to hold those that are not. Pardon? I don't have any idea. I've looked at parts of it, but I have no idea the proponents behind it. But it's almost like something you'd find in Babylon Bee, the phony news media, where they build up something that looks real. And it probably came from that source, but I don't know that.
So it's a false flag in a way.
A false flag. In fact, a lot of these that want to make Christians, want to make us, we as Christians and conservatives, want to make us look ludicrous, ridiculous, is to put something out there in the marketplace to see how much spin it will get and how many times it'll be quoted and how many people will really believe it. And then once we've quoted, once we've believed it, then there's the ha, ha, ha. This shows how dumb and stupid you Christians are. And that's one of the modus operandis. That's one of the modus operandis that's been used by the left today.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Well, I pray that we will be alert and will filter things when they come down the pike. I read hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of articles each week and filtering through them, and some of them just so far out left and outlandish that if you dare quote them, then it will really make the Christian conservative look like a left-wing nut of some type. And that's the goal of the right that's wanting to destroy us. But we can keep on keeping on. Go ahead.
Amen. And then about the abortion, I agree with you. It is murder. Once a conception happens, that's it right there. A life is born. And it is murder, period. As far as like a tubal or an atopic pregnancy, I mean, that's a whole other subject. But I mean, that, I don't know. I mean, that's, people say, oh, that's abortion. No, I don't think. I mean, that's a different form. I mean, it's a medical procedure. I mean, if the mother is going to die because of it, I mean, they need to perform a medical procedure. But that's not abortion, correct?
That's right. I agree with you 100%. It's not. Okay. But when you find in the scripture, it is very, very clear. God tells us in the scripture that what God has given us, the children, in fact, in Psalms 127 and verse 3, lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. What we're doing, say we as a people, we as a nation, we as a society, what we're doing, we're basically spitting in the face of God. And Alan, one of the things that is a major underpinning factor that many have not considered is that with nation after nation after nation, once you reach a certain low level of reproduction, you continue then to decline and implode as a society. We're at that level in America today. because of abortion, we're not reproducing. And as a result of that, we're finding now with the hordes of illegals, some have recently said between 12 and 13 million under the Biden administration coming in, we're watching a transformation of the demographics of America, and the future of America will be going down the drain as a result of it. And much of that can be blamed on we the people, society, for allowing the murder by way of abortion to proliferate in America. We are destroying our heritage for the future. And God's word is right. Children are an heritage that sets up our legacy for the future. And we're watching that being destroyed today by way of the murder by way of abortion. And there's stay tuned to the balance of the broadcast. Going to be talking about a special meeting that's being set up for people in Jacksonville to meet, to strategize, and determine what can be done, because there's an amendment that's being planned for the 2024 ballot initiative to change the Constitution of the state of Florida to make abortion, listen to this, Alan, to make abortion legal at every stage right up to the birth of that baby. Abortion legal right up to the very birth. And most citizens are not aware of it. In fact, it's Planned Parenthood using the hundreds of millions of dollars that's being piped to them out of the taxpayers' pockets into the purses of the politicians in the Beltway in D.C. and then funneled back into the murder abortuaries called Planned Parenthood. And they already have now, Planned Parenthood, they already have 820,000 signatures to put it on the ballot November 2024. And
oh my gosh.
When you hear the balance of this broadcast and you hear the gruesome parts of that plan, it literally will make the state of Florida become the magnet for all abortions in America. And there's several other states going through the same process with Planned Parenthood. And I think it's time
they're trying to do that.
Yeah. Florida? Oh, they're trying. They're trying, and unless God intervenes, unless we the people, unless we as Christians, unless we as patriots and conservatives stand up and make what I'm talking about today must be widely broadcast, must be widely communicated, and there must be action on the part of we the people, the Christians and the conservatives in particular, or it shall take place. Not a matter of will it be on the ballot. They've already gotten enough signatures for it to be on the ballot. And they're waiting now for the Supreme Court to decide on the 90 words that goes on the petition. And usually the 90 words on a petition for an amendment like that are spun in such a way that it sounds like it is legitimate and good. In fact, just as this amendment, it will be called health care and or the care for the woman. And it's spun in such a way that it sounds like if you vote no, you're voting against women. If you vote no, you're voting against what the conservative would have you to do. And it's a spinning of a lie. So we need to be very, very careful. But one of the things, Alan, that we need to look at, analyze what we have in America today, what we've done with the LGBTQ agenda, what we've done with the transsexual mutilation of children, what we've done with the murder of the babies in the womb already. And where we're going is simply going, I call it going over the cliff as a barbaric nation and having basically murder, wholesale murder of the infant in the womb. And listen, every nation that's gone that direction, not just the murder of the baby in the womb, but then it becomes the murder of those that are old and cannot do anything for society. And it's the ones that are innocent on both ends of the spectrum, the ones that are the babies in the womb, and those that are the seniors that cannot protect themselves, that their lives are snuffed out. And one of the things that most are not aware of, Alan, is the fact that some of these Planned Parenthood doctors that are supposed to be helping for women's health care, they're literally eugenists that are wanting to reduce the population in the world. Planned Parenthood is a eugenics organization. It is to reduce
Bill Gates,
the population.
Bill and Melinda Gates.
The Bill and Melinda Gates part of it goes back to the origin of the Planned Parenthood that wanted to remove the black population from the face of the earth. It was designed first and foremost to wipe out the black population, and now it's to wipe out any baby in the womb. It is a horrible, horrible scenario, And yet we in the woke culture seem to be embracing it on a national level. So, Alan, all we can do is keep looking up, keep praying, asking God to intervene and give us wisdom. Amen. But stay tuned.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, sir.
Go ahead.
My Bluetooth cut out. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I apologize.
No, that's perfectly all right. We appreciate you calling. We're thankful for it. Keep looking up. Stay tuned and invite others to join the broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We're talking about today child sacrifice in America. Now, do you believe that abortion is child sacrifice? Do you believe that abortion is necessary? Do you believe that a woman, a mother, has the right, hear me, you believe that a mother has the right to kill another person? Do you believe that? Just recently, in the city of Jacksonville, there was a trial of a young man that had a relationship with his niece. She was 16 years old, I believe. She was 5 months pregnant. He killed her. When the murder trial took place, part of the trial was that he had killed two people. The baby that was still in the womb, which was, as they call it in the medical circles, was viable, and therefore it was the committing of two murders. Now, why is it that we will, in a trial, in a case like that, try a person for two murders, and yet we'll say that it's okay for a woman to make a decision, I'm going to take another human life? Once that conception takes place and that infant is in the womb of the mother, regardless of how small, how young, how old that womb, that child in the womb is, it still is another human being. And there's not any place in the scripture that gives the authority to take the life of another person. It's called murder. So you can call it health care. You can call it the abortion term if you want to. But it's still murder, and that murder is still against the Word of God. We need to understand that. Ladies and gentlemen, when we think about what's brought us to this point, how have we gotten to the declension of embracing murder by way of abortion so broadly? The Biden administration has given us transgenderism, a woke culture. In fact, I'm looking at a headline, ladies and gentlemen, that says, trans daycare worker handed a 25-year prison sentence for sexually exploiting kids. A woman identifying as a man working at a daycare center in San Francisco has been handed a 25-year prison sentence for sexually exploiting children in her care. The article reads, the horrific details come in a report which explained the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Northern District in California revealed that Jace Wong, a woman who claims to be a man, has been sentenced to on charges of producing, production, attempting to produce, and distribution, and possession of child pornography. She was accused of abusing children left in her care and to create and distribute child pornography. Wong, that's W-O-N-G, was said to have taken part in the scheme to snap photographs and videos of 4- and 6-year-olds, and then she could post them on pornographic sites. In a plea agreement, the woman admitted, starting back in 2021, she secretly captured sexual exploit photos, explicit photos, and videos of minors, and used them on the online production. It happened at San Francisco daycare where she was employed. And then the article says, are trans people really mentally ill? End quote. Ladies and gentlemen, that's just part and parcel of the broader picture of what we're seeing with the declension, morals, ethics, and values in America that brings us to the point where there's the embracing of the child sacrifice in our nation. And a child sacrifice is where that child's life is being sacrificed on the altar of convenience. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with your question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood.
Hope you're doing well. Doing good, good.
Awesome. What's the name? Margaret Sanger?
Yes.
Yeah, she wanted to, she was a Hitler fan anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of Americans don't know that. But she was trying to depopulate, like you said, the dog people.
Absolutely. In fact, Kenneth, one of the things that I believe the world needs to know that's been the deep, dark secret, Margaret Sanger was a eugenist. Margaret Sanger hated black people. Margaret Sanger said that black people were not mentally capable and ought to be eradicated. Margaret Sanger's goal was to destroy the child in the womb of every black child that she could possibly destroy. And yet we have today the Democratic Party that embraces Planned Parenthood, for the most part, the Democratic Party. And the Democratic Party, at the same time, tries to go after the black vote on the basis that we're here to take care of you, we're here to protect you, and at the same time promulgating through the funding of Planned Parenthood, and a large portion of the funds for Planned Parenthood comes out of taxpayers' pockets. And yet, the black culture today, and I'm not denigrating black people, that's not the point, but they're not illuminated in the understanding of what is taking place with the Democratic Party that's wanting to kill them. And yet you find some men today that are embracing that because the socialist, Marxist, BLM Democrats simply, their whole history, the whole history has been to be against the black race, and yet on the front saying that we're here to help you and take, vote for us. We're going to take care of you. Kenneth, I am thankful for men of your status, your renown, that's willing to take a stand and understand what is taking place and warn others. I commend you for that. I'm thankful for you.
And you know what? We don't understand that the Democratic Party, for this nation to come together, they wanted to keep slavery. When I was growing up in the late 50s, early 60s, black people had to vote Democrat. In the South.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
it was the Democratic Party, Kenneth, that started the Ku Klux Klan, designed to frighten black people into voting for Democrats.
Right. That's it.
It is a sad, sad scenario of what we find in the White House today with the Socialist Marxist BLM Communist Party literally running America. And this is the reason we're finding the promulgation of and the pushing of the LGBTQ sodomite agenda, the pushing of the transsexual mutilation of sons and daughters, our teens today that are being butchered barbarically so. And as a result of that, finding major mega problems. I'm looking at a headline, Kenneth. Male trans girl assaults real girls in middle school. And the video showing this taking place, male trans girl sneaking up on real girls and assaulting them and as actual girls in the hallway in an Oregon middle school. The article goes on to say the girls, gender confused, boy has assaulted others, according to the parents of the child who attended the school. The video shows the boy dressed in girl's attire rushing up on the girls behind, from behind, throwing her to the floor, then grabbing her in the hair and beating her. And it goes on to talk about one that was being beaten, says, I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything. Article reads this. This is the third girl to be assaulted in the Hazelbrook School. The school reward kids for declaring false genders, supports their egregious behavior, and the principal, Susan Reich Smith, said that she was, after she took a stand for that taking place, she was terminated. So, Kenneth, the bottom line is we're finding morals, ethics, and values being tossed to the wind. We've left the Bible. We've left the fundamentals of the faith. We're trying to destroy our nation, and not just with the LGBTQ agenda and the transsexual mutilation, but also with the butchery, the barbaric butchering of the child in the womb. It behooves us, Kenneth, to tell everybody that this must not be. We must say no to that amendment when it comes up November 2024. Kenneth, our time is up for this half of the hour. So thank you so much for your call. And ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the top of the hour news as we continue to talk about child sacrifice in America.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Congressman Matt Gaetz, his attempt to oust Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the House, that's expected to come up for a vote later today. Gaetz accuses McCarthy of deceiving Republicans while working with Democrats to pass another short-term spending bill. Just a few blocks from the U.S. Capitol, Texas Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar was confronted last night by several armed men. They took his phone and his car. The car has been recovered, but not the suspects, and the congressman was not injured. A happy ending in the search for a 9-year-old girl who disappeared last weekend while riding her bike in an upstate New York park. State police have rescued the child from a man who police say was holding her for ransom. And former President Trump is back in court today, day two of his civil trial in New York. On Wall Street, the Dow down 300 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Are you serving the Lord in any capacity in ministry? Conservative Theological University would like you to call today. CTU now offers partial grant scholarships for new students. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE and leave your contact info for the admission staff to reach out to you. That's 1-800-GO-BIBLE for admissions info for Conservative Theological University.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on Let's Face the Issues today. Before we get back to the issue at hand, we're talking today about child sacrifice in America. We're offering our children in the womb of the mother on the altar of sacrifice of convenience today. That's a very serious subject. But before we get back to the subject, the issue at hand, let me issue you a sincere invitation to join with us, First Conservative Baptist Church. Worship services Sunday morning at 10:30, 9:30 a.m. Bible study. And for the 10:30 services, ladies and gentlemen, we're preaching through verse by verse, chapter by chapter, the book of the Revelation. If you've ever wondered what the Revelation text is about, who's it speaking to, what is it saying? Is it talking about grotesque, monstrous beings, multi-headed, multi-horned? Is that what it's about? What is the theme, thesis? What's the real issue? Who's the real personage that's found in the book of the Revelation? We'll be in Revelation chapter 9, verses 13 and following. And the question that we'll ask as we study the latter portion of the 9th chapter, will China be in the final days in eschatological truth? My Bible says that it will. My Bible says that China will have a 200 million man army. They'll be a part of the final cataclysmic events taking place on the world scene. So I invite you to join us 10 o'clock, 10:30 on Sunday morning worship service, 9:30 for the Bible study, as we study verse by verse, chapter by chapter, the book of the Revelation. Revelation is a wonderful text. It lets us see what God's doing eschatologically, prophetically speaking, where we're going, what's going to be taking place in this old world in the final days. And after the rapture of the church, what is God going to do in pouring out his judgment on a world that said no to Jesus Christ? That's what we're studying. And if you're in a church where you're looking for a church home, where the Bible is really taught, where the Word of God is explained, where issues facing the world today is discussed openly, if you're looking for a church where there's gospel music that will be a blessing to the heart, and it will move the heart more than it'll move the foot, if you're looking for good old-fashioned gospel preaching and gospel music, we'd love to have you at First Conservative Baptist Church. We're at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295, right here in the heart of Mandarin. Be delighted to have you as our special guest this Sunday as we worship together. And thank you so much for your response to the invitation. Thank you for joining us on Let's Face the Issues. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline that said, Lowndes County, that's up in Virginia, Lowndes County schools consider going gender neutral on all of its bathrooms after the transsexual student rape case. Lowndes County School Board is looking into making all of its restrooms gender neutral as a way to accommodate transgender students. The Lowndes County School Board is looking into making all of these restrooms gender neutral, and they're going to do so to accommodate students. Lowndes County Public Schools revealed that the board is considering the installation of floor-to-ceiling stalls with communal sinks in areas as a way to implement gender neutral restrooms in all schools. This decision comes nearly 2 years after a teenage girl was sexually assaulted in the school's bathroom in the district. And it talks about they'll spend $11 million as part of the pilot plan to do that in Lowndes County, Virginia. The point that I make with that article, ladies and gentlemen, is the fact that we are in a decline morally, ethically, in America. We're watching the demonic standards become the standards for our schools, for our educational system, for the military, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's been promulgated and pushed by the Socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist, Democratic Party in America. Another headline, court affirms the laws protecting children from body mutilations. A federal appeals court has ruled that Kentucky and Tennessee are allowed to implement laws to protect children from certain transgender treatment. Treatments that include surgical body mutilations also impacted are schemes by the medical profession to use chemicals to alter the physical development. The ruling in the Sixth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals was described in a published report as a major setback, listen, a major setback for the American Civil Liberties Union, which has advocated for those surgical procedures and has opposed any restrictions on them. The Alliance Defending Freedom, which has advocated the protection of children, explained, quote, Tennessee and Kentucky are right to protect their minors from all harmful, irreversible, and experimental and medical procedures that can permanently alter a child's body without proving any long-term benefit. Quote, children suffering discomfort with their sex are being served with compassionate mental health care. Even the far from impartial World Professional Association of Transgender Health has admitted that the overwhelming majority of these children will naturally resolve their gender dysphoria in a process of time. That's why the countries that have been the leaders of the so-called gender-affirming care, such as Sweden, England, Denmark, and Finland, are now reversing their course and curtailing the use of dangerous gender transition procedures, protecting their children from bad science that has devastated countless millions of lives. Ladies and gentlemen, that's part and parcel of what we see with the devastation and the demoralization and the declension and the total destruction of our society. We're watching an implosion of morals and ethics and values as a result of these things that are being pushed from a national level. We're watching with the Biden administration pushing the whole woke culture with the claim of dozens, if not hundreds, of genders. And yet the Bible says God created male and female. Ladies and gentlemen, today is considered health care. It's considered health care to butcher and to mutilate little boys and girls, cutting off healthy body parts that ultimately cause depression and a high level of suicides as a result of that being done to them. Ladies and gentlemen, our culture today, even in the educational system, the teachers that are teaching our youth, they're teaching them all kinds of immoral, unholy, ungodly, brainwashing them from the LGBTQ agenda that now controls the White House and the educational institutions, even our military today. Ladies and gentlemen, our society has been deceived. Our society has been lied to and forced into submission on a global agenda that we've gone through where the teachers literally teaching the children to hate America, teaching our children that they need to embrace climate change, the climate change religion, the climate change cult. Ultimately, ladies and gentlemen, the design that we find that's taking place with the socialist, Marxist, BLM, communist in our classrooms, it is an agenda to destroy America. It is an agenda to bring about the worship of the creation rather than worship of the Creator. And ladies and gentlemen, one of the major issues that's probably the most inhumane, probably the most immoral issue that I see taking place in America today is the murder of the baby, the child, the human being in the mother's womb. I call it child sacrifice. It's the sacrificing of a life on the altar of convenience. This barbaric act, ladies and gentlemen, you heard me say at the early portion of the broadcast, since Roe versus Wade in 1973, been approximately 75 million human beings, human lives that have been snuffed out. And ladies and gentlemen, we thought, we conservatives, Christians, thought that the major battle had been won when the success of the Supreme Court reversing Roe versus Wade after 50 years. But ladies and gentlemen, it's not over. We're watching now, and I think it was a mistake for the Supreme Court to remand it back to the states and say it would be based on states' rights. I believe the Supreme Court, at the time Roe versus Wade was overturned, there should have been a caveat, if nothing else, stating that life begins at conception and that anything past that time is murder. We wouldn't be having these problems state by state today. We would not be having those wanting to intervene and destroy our Constitution, as in the state of Florida, as we'll talk about in just a moment. Here's, I'm looking at the headline, late-term abortionist compares people. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, here's an article that tells you the full story. Late-term abortionist compares people to cancer, This article says Warren Hearn, H-E-R-N, is a self-described late-term abortion specialist. Even as the abortion industry star walks like Planned Parenthood claims the late-term abortion is a meaningless phrase that's made up by pro-lifers just to confuse people. But more interesting is the fact that unlike many abortionists who claim their motivation is to help women, Dr. Hearn seems to actually hate human beings and their very existence. And he's not ashamed to say so. Hearn, a founding member of the National Abortion Foundation and Federation, is a population control enthusiast whose long claim, listen to what his claim, long claim that humankind is a global cancer. But now he's published a book expounding upon that with his hypothesis called Homo Efficus, a deep diagnosis to save the earth. It says here, how many times has the human population doubled? Comparison with cancer. Humankind is like a global cancer, Dr. Hearn says. So his goal is not just as a woman's health care, as they've lied to us and said so long. His goal is to eradicate human beings, Goes on to say in this article, it's quite clear, based on his own writings, that Hearn's actions as committing abortion are not motivated by a sort of desire to help or empower human beings, but instead a desire to get rid of the world of human beings, because his view is that the human beings blight the planet, Ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand what we're faced with in America today. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
Good afternoon, Dr. Youngblood. How are you today?
I'm doing well. I pray that you are.
Doing good. You started your show with a scripture from Jeremiah in regards to children being sacrificed on the altar of Moloch. And you've also stated that it's an act of convenience there. I'd like to bring up the subject matter that within that convenience in the political system that is Planned Parenthood, they also use that tissue to then give to scientists, and they mess around with it and modify it and try to act as if they're God. So the similarities is one individual from an ancient period is giving a child in the hopes to appease a god, and today they're taking these children from the womb in the hopes that scientists can play God. If I recall correctly, I even think the COVID vaccine has a cloned part in it that came from aborted fetal tissue.
Yes,
if
you're right.
If I recall correctly, sir.
Yes.
So it's insidious on all levels there. And as I look at it in that way, man should not be tinkering around with what God has already perfected. It just it's trouble. I see
it is, and one of the things that most people are not aware of is that the whole purpose for teaching the what is called sex education, which is raw pornography in the classroom, is to motivate sexual activity to produce the unwanted pregnancy, as it's called, then to produce the abortion that produces the tissues, as some would call it, and the body parts that are being sold on an international market, making hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars off the grief and the loss of life as a result of the lie that's being perpetuated in America today through the abortion industry. I think it's time that we as Christians say no. And Jim, I don't know if you're familiar with it or not, but there's a push today to have on the 2024 ballot in the state of Florida an amendment that, if approved, will allow open abortion right up to and including the moment of delivery in the state of Florida. Right now, we have the 6 weeks ban. Any abortion after 6 weeks is considered murder, and it's illegal in the state of Florida. But we have our abortion pushers, our Planned Parenthood freaks that's wanting to remove that, and in doing so, they plan to have that abortion on the ballot for 2024. What are your thoughts in the standpoint of modifying a constitution rather than going through the legislative process?
I'll start with this first. I have not read this proposition there, but I do not doubt this is coming. Planned Parenthood, immediately after the Supreme Court ruling was announced, stated their purposes very clearly that, okay, you've given it to the states, and it's a state right now. We are going to go after the individual states. So I find no surprise in their political campaign to place such an amendment on the ballot there. And I do agree with what you said earlier, that they will use subverted language, omission mm-hmm. of truth, and confusing words to mix it, to make it appear that you are a ungodly misogynist if you don't vote for this bill, because the poor women will be in dire straits. It's really sad that there are individuals that are out to deceive others through sheer lies and omission of truth in such a manner.
Absolutely. And Jim, they already have 820,000 signatures. Now, I don't know what they paid for it, but the average organization that goes out pushing for an agenda for an amendment change in the Constitution, they'll pay anywhere from $3 to $8, and sometimes as high as $10 per signature. You see them standing out with the clipboards in front of the main places like libraries and post offices, etc. And many people will go and sign that petition not even knowing, not caring, as long as they get that $8-$10 in their hands, and they'll go and sign perhaps a petition half a dozen times, and they get $8 or $10, $5, whatever it is each time they sign. It's a money-making thing. But they've got 820,000 signatures.
You forgot the other possibility of where they're getting their signatures from the very clinic in itself. They're having females come into these clinics there and telling them, look, we're here for you, but you need to help us help you. Please sign our petition, you know, and we are always going to be here for you. And really, that's another strategy that I don't know if they use it, but I wouldn't put it past them.
Jim, one of the things, and I'll read this to you and get your thoughts, and then we'll take our next caller, but this amendment is worded like this. No law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health as determined by a patient's health care provider. Now, that is so nebulous and so broad and so wide that a jet airplane could drive through it, fly through it, and be counted as being okay. The fact is, it's so broad that the abortion amendment would allow unlimited abortion on demand up until the very moment of birth. When the amendment talks about allowing abortions are necessary to protect the patient's health, that would also include a patient's emotional and mental health, which can be interpreted to mean almost anything with today's jargon that takes place with what is called women's health. So I pray that our listeners will be listening up and will understand this danger. And then I'm going to give in just a few minutes, there's a call to action and there's a place and a meeting that will be scheduled. Let me just read it now, Jim, and others can pick up on it. Christian leaders are called to protect the unborn. We'll be having an important organizational meeting October the 5th at the Southeast Regional Library. That's the Southeast Regional Library, 10599 Deerwood Park Boulevard, from 2:30 to 4:30. And the article states in that invitation, your talent and skills and time and effort are crucial if we're going to protect the unborn. And so, Jim, that's a call for action for anyone that's listening that has the time and availability and concern to do so. Jim, thank you so much. We need to keep praying and asking God to involve himself and to stop this before it gets approved on 2024 ballot. Jim, thank you so much for your call. I believe we have Jose on the line. Jose, go over the question or comment, please. We've lost Jose. Jose, if you're listening, we still got a minute or two. Love to have your comments. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the 2024 ballot in the state of Florida. Now, some would say that's a long time away. We need to start talking about it now because the abortionists, the pro-abortion, the pro-murder, the pro-sacrifice for children on the altar of convenience today, the Planned Parenthood and their group, this proposed amendment for the Florida Constitution reads, no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health as determined by the patient's health care provider. Well, a patient's health care provider could be almost anybody. In fact, when the amendment talks about allowing abortion to protect the patient's health as determined by the health care provider, that's a broad definition in that amendment. The term is so broad that it could include physician assistants, nurses, practitioners, pharmacists, psychologists, and, of course, any abortionist employed by the Planned Parenthood would be called a health care provider. The passage of the abortion amendment would eliminate parental consent, ladies and gentlemen. Would eliminate parental consent for any minor's abortion, while parents would still have to be notified that their daughter was about to have an abortion, that notification would likely come from a third party, not to the child, just moments before the abortion. Since most of the states surrounding Florida, ladies and gentlemen, have passed strict limits on abortion, the passage of this abortion amendment in the state of Florida will make the state of Florida an abortion destination and could dramatically increase the number of abortions performed in the state of Florida. We need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, the danger that looms before us if this passes. And again, it goes back to the fact that I'm adamantly opposed to modifying. In fact, our state constitution looks like Swiss cheese. because it has been modified and changed so much, so often in the past 27 years, that the Constitution really is simply a law book with laws that have been passed, not by legislature, not by our constitutional republic's law based on legislative process, but it's been done by fiat, by paying people to sign a petition and then frightening people into believing that you've got to have it. That's what happened with the medical marijuana that was passed by legislative process, not by legislative process, but by an amendment in 2016, November 2016. That's the reason today we have pot shops on every hand. This is the reason the state of Colorado and the state of Oregon, the state of Washington State and California, where they have so many laws that they have passed, that not passed as law, but as constitutional amendments, and some of them laws, that's allowing those states simply to go to pot today, that they're now trying to consider what can we do to back up and to change some of these things. The passage of the abortion amendment would eliminate, hear me, it would eliminate parental consents for a minor child to get an abortion, while the parents would still have to be notified under the law that their daughter was about to have an abortion. That notification would likely come from a third party, not from the child. And it could happen as much as just moments before the abortion. Since most of the states around Florida have strict laws, just like the state of Florida now, the abortion law is after 6 weeks, it's considered murder. And you can't have an abortion after the fetus is 6 weeks old. That would change dramatically. And it would allow the abortion to take place right up till the very moment of that child's birth. It will include abortion amendment to allow the return to the barbaric practice that's known as partial birth abortion. Partial birth abortion is literally where the child is birthed feet first, and then while the head is still in the womb, the physician, the attending murderer, the abortionist, will then stab in the back of the neck and suck the brains out of that baby and then finish delivering the child as a dead infant. Ladies and gentlemen, that is barbaric. And yet we're finding that taking place in America today, and state after state after state's been employing this move. In fact, I'm looking at a massive article, and it shows the number of states that have gone through the process of getting amendments on the Constitution. Vermont, California, Michigan, Ohio, Maryland, New York, Arizona, Nevada, Missouri. Abortion industry is a moneymaker, this article says. The abortion industry concerted effort to establish constitutional amendments in these and other states is a radical push to secure its bottom line. This effort and the money behind it further dispels the lie that Planned Parenthood pushed for years, that it claimed abortion makes up only 3% of the business model. Ladies and gentlemen, it makes up the majority of the business model today. It's a mega, mega hundreds of millions of dollars income from the abortion industry that's in business to murder and to wreak havoc in the life of the human being and individual. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you again, there's a special call meeting. If you're interested, if you want to see this amendment blockaded and stopped, if you want to see it defeated, there's a call for Christian leaders to protect the unborn. We'll be having an important organizational meeting October the 5th at the Southeast Regional Library, 10599 Deerwood Park, Deerwood Park Boulevard, from 2:30 to 4:30 in the afternoon. That's on October the 5th, Southeast Regional Library, 10599 Deerwood Park Boulevard, 2:30 to 4:30. You're invited. And ladies and gentlemen, I pray that in that meeting, there'll be some concentration of minds and thoughts, and that there'll be a push to defeat this barbaric detriment that will destroy, not just the state of Florida, but it will destroy hundreds of thousands, if not millions of lives as a result of it being open. So I pray that you'll stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on the broadcast today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University.
12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7,